morning. Thank you very much for coming, for the schus of learning together Masechta Yevamos. I want to thank the Danishevsky family who sponsored this shiur in memory of Mr. Eugene Newman, Zichrono Livracha. And Masechta Yevamos deals with the marriage called Yibum. Now we are about to begin Seder Nashim. Seder Nashim is all about the laws between a husband and a wife. We're going to have a Masechta called Kiddushin, the laws of marriage, creating the marriage. A Masechta called Ksubos, the obligations of a husband to a wife while they're married. Financial obligations after the marriage that the husband has to provide to the wife in the occasion of divorce or death of the husband. We have a Masechta called Gittin, all about the divorce, the ending of a marriage. And yet we start with Maseches Yevamos. Masechta Yevamos deals with a very unusual marriage, what's called in English leveret marriage, the marriage that normally would be prohibited. There's a whole list of relations that are prohibited. In the end of Parshas Achremos and in the end of Parshas Kedoshim, we hear the punishment for these relations. A man is not allowed to marry his daughter. A man is not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. A man's not allowed to marry two sisters. A man is not allowed to marry his wife's mother. He can't. There are all sorts of relations that are prohibited. One of the relations that's prohibited is that a man is not allowed to marry the woman who is married to his brother. Eishes ach. If a woman was married to my brother, then were I to chas v'shalom marry her, that would be a terrible sin, a sin that carries with it the penalty of kares, premature death, the soul being disconnected from the Almighty. And yet, this terrible sin, the sin of eishes ach, gets suspended in a certain situation. If Reuven's brother Shimon died without children, then Shimon's wife, upon the death, is now bonded with Reuven in something called Zika, a connection, a bond. And now Reuven has a mitzvah to marry his brother's wife. What is normally prohibited, Eishes Ach, is normally prohibited for the mitzvah of Yibum, suddenly is not only permitted, it's actually encouraged. So very unusual case. Hashem says the brother should marry the widow of his deceased brother. And the Torah says, l'hakim l'achiv shem, to establish for his brother a name. That's actually not the halacha. He doesn't have to name the child by the name of his deceased brother. But apparently that's expressing a certain concept, that through marrying the widow of his brother, and now bringing a child into the world on behalf of his brother, he's making a name for his brother. He's continuing the legacy of his brother. And so Masechta Yevamos deals with this topic, this type of a marriage of Yibum. When you do Yibum, when you don't do Yibum, how could Yibum be fulfilled? And that's the first Masechta in Seder Nashim. So it seems curious that Seder Nashim would begin with Masechta Yevamos, and not begin with Maseches Kiddushin. Dealing with marriage is the topic of marriage. Start with how marriage starts, with Kiddushin. Why start with Yevamos? So one, there are different answers given in the Rishonim. One answer that's given is that maybe Moed ends with Moed Katan. And since Moed ended with Moed Katan, really, if that's the case, maybe Chagiga was before Moed Katan. Maybe Moed ended with Moed Katan. Moed Katan ends with laws of death and mourning. So we deal with one death, now we'll deal with another death. The death of a brother, now that his wife should now marry the brother, the brother of her deceased husband. Another answer that I heard yesterday when I was in the car is that maybe the Gemara wanted to, or Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, when he organized the Mishnayos, he wanted to start with Yevamos, because in Yibum, you have a marriage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating. Right here, it's not up to the person. I want to marry this woman, I want to marry that woman. Hashem says, Reuven, your brother Shimon died, I want you to marry Shimon's wife. I'm making the shidduch. Hashem is making the shidduch. And this is the best way to start the laws of Nashim, that Hashem makes the Shidduch. This sets the tone for really a person's perspective in general about marriage. If a person would believe that Hashem made the Shidduch, and Hashem wants, you know, Yehuda to be married to Tamar, so then that would save a lot of agmas nefesh. It would save a lot of aggravation. Sometimes people start getting into fights or this or that. But if Hashem wanted it to be this way, so then a person's not upset. A person doesn't start to doubt things. A person, this is the way Hashem wants it to be. So we start with the Masechta Yevamos. Yes.
Only marriage. Given this in the context of being able, you could have multiple wives.
Correct. Right?
So why would it ever be prohibited in the first place that a man couldn't married the two sisters?
Oh. That's apparently what Hashem, we don't know, all the arayos, all the prohibited relations are chukim, these are laws
the
beyond our understanding,
so,
right?
I mean,
Hashem feels this is incestuous, this is wrong, a person shouldn't be married to two sisters, he shouldn't be married to two sisters, shouldn't be married to a mother and her daughter, he's not allowed to, there are certain limitations on who he's allowed to marry. So for our Mishnah, they're really five introductory points that we should say about our Mishnah. Number one, there is a mitzvah that if one brother dies without children, right? So you have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon dies without children. But Shimon was married to a woman. Let's say the Shimon's wife's name was Leah. So now Shimon died without children. Now his brother Reuven is linked to Leah. There is Zika. Ideally, Reuven would marry Leah, and that marriage is called Yibum. If Reuven, why is it called Yibum? Yibum is sometimes the mem is exchanged with the nun. For example, Orech Yamin is the same thing as Orech Yamin. So Yibum is from the word Yibaneh, that the brother-in-law should be building up his brother who died by marrying the widow. So ideally, Reuven should do Yibum with Shimon's wife. I'm sorry, with Shimon's wife, with his sister-in-law, who's now a widow, in order to build up his deceased brother, to build up Shimon. If, for whatever reason, he doesn't want to do the Yibum, so then the sister-in-law, the wife of Shimon, cannot marry anybody else. She cannot marry out into the world. She cannot be Yotzeitz Lashuk. She can't go out into the market and look for a husband until another mitzvah is done. This is the mitzvah of Chalitza. The mitzvah of Chalitza is that the wife of Shimon summons Reuven, her erstwhile brother-in-law, to the court, to the Shar Ha'ir, the gate of the city, and she removes his shoe and spits at him, and everybody calls him Beis Chalutz Hana'al, and she says before she did that Lo Avay Yavmi L'Kachta, my brother-in-law doesn't want to marry me. Lo Avay Yavmi doesn't want to marry me. And now through the Chalitza ceremony, the mitzvah of Chalitza, she's now permitted to marry other people.
The option has to pass to multiple brothers?
Now the option could pass to multiple brothers. Let's say there are four brothers or five brothers. So the moment one brother dies without children, his wife, his widow, is zkuka. There is a Zika bond. There is a linkage to the four remaining brothers. And now they all have the option of marrying her. Ideally, the oldest one should. But really, everybody has the option of marrying her.
So if she doesn't want it, she has to do Chalitza with the other four brothers?
Well, it may not be up to her, but yes, if for whatever reason we don't want it, so then only one needs to do the Chalitza. Because the Torah says, based Chalitza now, the household has a Chalitza. If one did the Chalitza, then she's okay to go. If one did the Yibum, she's okay to go.
So what happens if Reuven is the same rules if he was married and divorced already?
Yeah.
Or maybe have children already from the first marriage. You know, marrying his brother's wife. Is that
the
same rule?
He will marry his brother's wife as long as his brother did not have children.
That's
he
true.
Has to marry his brother's widow. That's right. Even if he has children, even if he has his own wives, etc.
If he had a mother, he's fine. Any kid to
if the deceased had a child. Yeah. Right. But we're saying if the surviving brother has children.
Yeah. The deceased can have a kid anywhere in the world.
Correct. So the deceased has a kid anywhere in the world, then there is no mitzvah of Yibum. All right, so point number one is the mitzvah of Yibum. Point number two, even though normally a woman married to a brother is prohibited to the brother forever. So in other words, Reuben and Shimon are married. They both have wives. So normally Shimon's wife is always prohibited to Reuven. If Shimon divorces his wife, she's prohibited to Reuven, even though he divorced her. Nevertheless, in the case of Yibum, namely when Shimon dies without any children, this prohibition of Eishes Ach gets suspended. All right, point number three. It's only the prohibition of Eishes Ach that gets suspended. If this woman happens to be another prohibition to Reuven, then there is no Zika, and the prohibition of Eishes Ach is still here. So let's say Reuven's daughter married Shimon. And now Shimon dies without any children. So now that Shimon died without any children, in theory, his wife should have to do Yibum to Reuven. She was married to the brother. So what? Prohibition of being married to the brother gets suspended for Yibum, but not in this case, because in this case, she is also Reuven's daughter. And the prohibition of a man marrying his daughter does not get suspended by Yibum. So therefore, there is no Zika, and she doesn't need Chalitza. She can go marry other people without Yibum or Chalitza. She's prohibited to Reuven. Now again, in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Torah, people were married to multiple wives. So let's say Shimon is married to two wives. One is Reuven's daughter, and one is another woman. So let's say we'll call Reuven's daughter, we'll call her Leah, and we'll say the other woman's name is Malka, and Shimon dies without children. So Leah certainly doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibum to Reuven because she's the daughter of Reuven. So the prohibition of being a daughter knocks out the Zika. So she doesn't have any mitzvah of Yibum. So the same way she doesn't have Zika, her co-wife also doesn't have Zika. Her co-wife doesn't have Zika. And her co-wife is now prohibited to Reuven with the prohibition of being Eishes Ach, being a wife of a brother. Now, because the co-wife actually could have had a Yibum in theory, right? Because her husband died. But she was prohibited to this brother-in-law because she's a co-wife of a relative of the brother-in-law. Now she, with this prohibition of Eishes Ach, will exempt other co-wives. How could she exempt other co-wives? Let's say there are three brothers. Let's think more. Four brothers. There are four brothers. That's the big case that you keep having. Four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. They're each married, let's say, to one woman. Let's put it this way. Reuven's not married. Reuven's not married at all. No, Reuven was married. Reuven was married to, let's say, Bilha, and Reuven has a daughter, Leah. Okay, so Reuven has a daughter, Leah. His brother Shimon marries his daughter, Leah, plus Shimon married another woman called Malka. And then there are two other brothers. There's Levi and Yehuda, and they're also married to women. Levi's married to Dinah, and Yehuda's married to Zilpah. Okay, so four brothers. One brother, his daughter married his brother. He's also married to another woman. And then there are other two brothers. Now the brother Shimon dies without children. So now Shimon's two wives, in theory now, should have Zika for Yibum. But to Reuven, they don't have any Zika because one of the wives is a daughter of Reuven. So the daughter of Reuven knocks out the Zika to Reuven. Now her co-wife is also prohibited to Reuven. Her co-wife is prohibited because she's a co-wife of an erva, so she doesn't have any connection to Reuven. In fact, were Reuven to have relations with her, Reuven would get kares. He's having relations with a woman who's prohibited to him because she was married to his brother. Okay, but now there are two other brothers. The other two brothers, they're not they don't have a daughter relationship here. So let's say the other brother, Leah, married the co-wife. Levi didn't marry the erva. Levi married the co-wife. And then Levi dies without children. So now Levi's two wives are also prohibited to Reuven. One because she had been a co-wife of an erva, and the other because she's a co-wife of someone who had been a co-wife of an erva. Then if Levi dies, the co-wife of the co-wife goes and marries Yehuda. And he also has a wife. And then Yehuda dies without children. So now again, they are both exempt from Yibum with Reuven. One because she was the co-wife of the co-wife of an Erva. And the other one because she's the co-wife of a co-wife of a co-wife of an Erva. And this can go on throughout the entire world. Okay, that's going to be the theme of our Mishnah. Let's now begin our Mishnah. Basically, today's daf is just this Mishnah. Yevamos daf beis. I'm sure they have charts in the Gemaras now of all these different scenarios. Okay, great. Okay, so this Gemara also says charts. All right, says the Mishnah. Chamesh esrei nashim potros tzarosehen v'tzaros tzarosehen minachalitzo minayibum ad sofa olam. There are 15 women, namely 15 arayos, 15 prohibited relations, that if the prohibited relation, her husband died without ever having any children, so now because her husband died without him ever having any children, there's now a mitzvah of yibum on this woman to the husband's brothers. If there are multiple brothers, the woman who, and there are multiple wives, the woman who's prohibited to a particular brother with a prohibition other than the prohibition of being the wife of the brother, so this woman doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza because she's prohibited, and she exempts her co-wife from doing yibum or chalitza. And then once there was an exemption of a co-wife, now the co-wife, were she to marry a different brother, who there is no relations to that brother, so this co-wife, if that other brother now dies without children, this co-wife will now exempt her co-wife because she had fallen to yibum once with a relation of the yavam. And if that one dies without children, and then, let's say the co-wife marries a different brother, so now the other co-wife will exempt the co-wives through that other brother from this original brother, and this can go on ad sof ha'olam, all the way till the end of the world. So 15 prohibitions. Eluhain, these are the prohibited women who knock out the zika, the bond that's created by the death of the brother, and therefore they exempt both themselves and their co-wives from yibum or chalitza. Eluhain, the first one is bito, a man's daughter. So Rashi will explain, as we'll see in the Gemara very soon tomorrow, bito means his illegitimate daughter, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Let's keep it a simple case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers. Reuven goes and rapes a woman. He did not marry the woman. He raped the woman. He raped a woman. He forced himself into this Jewish woman and impregnated her, and she had a child from him. So he did a terrible avera, okay, but that's what happened. So he has a daughter now. He is not allowed to have relations with his daughter, even though she's not his wife's daughter, because he never married her mother, he raped her mother. He's still not allowed to have relations with his daughter. If he has relations with his daughter, it carries with it a terrible penalty, the penalty of sreifa, that the court, if they would find him doing it on purpose, they would take hot lead, pour it down his throat, kill him, kill her if she did it on purpose too. It's a terrible sin, incest. But his daughter is allowed to marry his brother. So his brother Shimon married his daughter. Now Shimon had another wife too. Now Shimon dies without children. So now when Shimon dies without children, his two wives, in theory, should be going to Yibum, to both Reuven or Levi, to the two brothers. There should be a Zika to both brothers. And then one brother will do the marriage or will do the Chalitza, and that'll take care of the Zika.
Right?
But a man's allowed to marry his niece. It's a little confusing. A man's allowed to marry his niece, but he's not allowed to marry his aunt. So I can marry my niece, but I can't marry my aunt. So here Shimon was married to his niece. Shimon dies without children. So now the daughter, when she appears before Reuven, to marry Reuven as a Yavama, that can't be. Because here you have a prohibition of daughter. So the prohibition of daughter knocks out the Zika. She is prohibited to Reuven. And her co-wife is also exempt from Yibum. And the co-wife is also prohibited to Reuven as Eshes Ach, as the wife of a brother. But to the other brother, to Levi, the same way she was a niece of Shimon, she was a niece of Levi. So she's allowed to Levi. So now Levi could marry her or the co-wife as Yibum. Levi may have chosen to marry the co-wife of as Yibum. So that's the case. The first case is Bito, daughter.
When you say aunt, you're talking about your mother's sister or
correct.
Your father's
both.
Sister?
Both.
Both.
That's right. So anyway, so the first prohibited relation would be Bito, daughter. Same way you have daughter, you could have Bas Bito, the daughter of daughter. A man rapes a woman, she gives birth to a girl. And then this illegitimate daughter now gets married and has a child. And now this grandchild of Reuven married his brother Shimon. And now Shimon dies without kids. So now the man's granddaughter is appearing before him to Yibum. So the fact that she's a granddaughter is prohibited to him. The fact that she's prohibited to him with the prohibition of Kares knocks out the Zika. She doesn't do Yibum with her grandfather. Her co-wife also is exempt from Yibum because it's a co-wife of an Erva.
There's another balagan here, Rabbi.
Yeah, it's Baruch Hashem. Good, it's exciting. All these family relations.
It's like vegetable soup. Put everything in the pot. Let's go. All right.
Absolutely. It's amazing, right? It's all these complicated family situations. Sure. You do see, though, that it was, you know, clearly normal for people to marry relatives. That exists in certain, you know, very traditional societies, like in Yemen and in Hasidic circles, you know, they marry a cousin, all sorts of relatives, everybody's related to each other. Keep it within the family.
Yeah, my mother is married her uncle.
Okay, there you go.
Your mother
married her uncle. Beautiful. It's exactly this case of the Mishnah, Bito.
The old days, that's what it was.
That's right. So you could also have a situation of Bas Beno, the daughter of his son. So again, you have Reuven, you have Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So you have four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven raped a woman, and through the rape, gave birth to a boy. And that boy grows up, and he's a normal fellow, and he gets married, and he has a daughter. So this daughter now is the granddaughter of Reuven. The granddaughter of Reuven married Reuven's brother Shimon. Reuven's brother Shimon dies without children. So the granddaughter of Reuven can't marry Reuven. She's a prohibited to Reuven. If you would have relations with her, that would be a penalty that gets sreifa, that gets burned. So she exempts herself and her co-wife from Yibum to Reuven, but the co-wife and her are allowed to have Yibum with Levi. And now Levi marries the co-wife. And now Levi dies without kids. So now the co-wife exempts her co-wife from having Yibum with Reuven. Because since she once fell towards Reuven together with an Erva, so the prohibited relation exempted her and herself from anything with Reuven. So now she, who had once been exempted from Reuven, is Eshes Ach to Reuven. And as Eshes Ach to Reuven, she exempts her co-wife from anything with Reuven, but they can now go marry Yehuda. And maybe the co-wife married Yehuda. So now when Yehuda dies, this co-wife will exempt the other co-wife from having Yibum with Reuven, because since she was married to somebody and that person was prohibited to Reuven and they fell to Yibum to Reuven and the prohibition was not, the prohibition created a lack of Zika, so now she's anxious after Reuven, so now she exempts her co-wife also. So that's how you have Bas Beno. Then you can have Bas Ishto, the daughter of a person's wife. Okay, this is not rape anymore. Now we're talking about marriage. So it could be that he gave birth to this daughter, or it could be that she had this daughter before she married him. Okay, you can have a situation where, let's say you have a woman. We'll call the woman Leah. Leah is married to Jack, and Leah and Jack have a daughter, Dina. And Jack dies, or Jack divorces Leah. So now Leah goes and marries Reuven. She already has a daughter. She marries Reuven. Okay. So now Shimon marries Dina. And Shimon can marry Reuven's daughter. He can certainly marry Reuven's wife's daughter. So Shimon married Reuven's wife's daughter.
Stepdaughter, right?
Right, a stepdaughter. Right. He can certainly marry the stepdaughter. He can marry the real daughter. He can marry the stepdaughter. Okay, and now Shimon dies without kids. So now the stepdaughter is prohibited to Reuven because the Torah says you're not allowed to have relations with a wife and her daughter. You can't have relations with your daughter's wife. So the stepdaughter is prohibited to her stepfather because a stepfather can't have relations with a woman and her daughter. So since she's prohibited with a separate prohibition other than the prohibition of Eishes Ach, so she exempts her co-wife. And then you start the whole circle rolling again. The other brothers don't have any relations to her. So the other brothers could marry the co-wife. And then you'd have the co-wife of the Erva, etc. So you can have Bas Ishto, the daughter of his wife. Ubas Bena, or the daughter of the son of his wife, the granddaughter. Ubas Bita, or the daughter of the daughter of his wife. Okay, so those are six cases from Reuven, right? Reuven's daughter, or two types of granddaughters, or Reuven's wife's daughter, and two types of granddaughters to Reuven's wife. Now you have another case, the seventh case, seventh woman who's prohibited and exempts her co-wife from Yibum, and then once her co-wife was exempted from Yibum once to Reuven, now the co-wife can exempt other co-wives of other brothers from Reuven. The next case is Chamoso, Reuven's mother-in-law. Reuven's mother-in-law, right? Reuven marries, let's say, Dina. He marries Dina. Dina's mother is Leah. So Leah, after she had Dina, and Dina went and married Reuven, she goes and marries her son-in-law's brother. She marries Shimon. Leah, the mother-in-law of Reuven, went and married Shimon, the brother of Reuven. And there's another brother too. There's Levi, there's Yehuda, other brothers. And Shimon dies without kids. So now the mother-in-law is coming to Yibum to her son-in-law. So the son-in-law can't have relations with his mother-in-law. That's a big prohibition. That's a big prohibition to have relations with his mother-in-law. Because if he'd have relations with his mother-in-law, he's having relations with the woman and her daughter. Because he already had relations with the daughter. If he has relations with the mother-in-law, he's having relations with the woman and the daughter. So the Reuven can't have relations with his mother-in-law. So since the mother-in-law prohibition knocks out the Zika to Reuven, it also knocks out the Zika from the co-wife of the mother-in-law. Now, if the co-wife marries another brother, so now if that brother dies without kids, the co-wife is going to knock out the Zika of her co-wife to Reuven. And then you could have not just the mother-in-law, you could have Em Chamoso, the mother of the mother-in-law. So Reuven's wife's grandmother then went and married Reuven's brother, Shimon, and their other brothers. And Shimon dies, and now he has no kids. So now his wife, the grandmother-in-law of Reuven, falls to Yibum to Reuven. So now Reuven can't have relations with his grandmother-in-law. So now Reuven, that knocks out the Zika.
But so if her mother-in-law is pregnant, and
you'll know, right? So it's Shlobo Olamo or something like that, right? We'll get to that soon, right? Eishes Achim Shlobo Olamo, right? Right. So then you can have the grandmother-in-law. You can have the grandmother-in-law by the mother of the mother-in-law of Eim Chamiv. You can have the mother of the father-in-law. That's also a grandmother-in-law. But the mother of the father-in-law married the brother of the husband, and you know, then that brother died without kids. So now she falls to Yibum, to her granddaughter's husband.
Rabbi, these prohibitions are, even if one of them passes away, right? It's always, if they're alive or dead.
Correct. All the prohibitions of prohibited relations apply regardless of being alive or dead. Let's say mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, these prohibitions apply even when the son-in-law died, etc. The exception is the sister of a wife. So Yehuda is not allowed to marry two sisters in their lifetime, but if his wife dies, he is allowed to marry his wife's sister. In fact, that's, I think, your mother-in-law's story. So her mother, what happened? What? That's exactly what happened, that her mother's sister died. So then she was sent from Syria to help the little kids and to marry the husband. So she married the husband who had been married to her sister. So after death, it's allowed. So that's the exception that changes after death. Okay, now, next case. So we had so far 9 cases. Daughter, granddaughter, wife's daughter, wife's granddaughter, mother-in-law, and the mother of the mother-in-law, the mother of the father-in-law. So 9 cases so far. Now we have the 10th case. Achoso me'imo. Reuven, Yibum is based on a relation through a common father. Let's say there are 4 brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. They're all the children of the father, we'll call the father Daniel. Daniel has 4 children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. But it could be that Daniel's wife, with whom he had Reuven, before she married Daniel, she may have been married to Yaakov. And when she was married to Yaakov, she had a daughter. We'll call the daughter Leah. Now, it could be that you could have a situation where Daniel had multiple wives. So it could be that Daniel's, Reuven's brother from the same father, but they are different mothers. So Reuven is from Daniel with one woman, and Shimon is from Daniel with somebody else. But Reuven might share a sister, because he and his sister both had the same mother, but that sister may not be related to Shimon, because, that sister, they're not really related, because that sister, her mother was different, and her father was different. Her father was not Shimon's father. Her father was somebody else. So you could have a woman who is the sister from the same mother. So when she falls to Yibum to Reuven, she's exempt, and she exempts the co-wife. Achos me'imo. Then you could have achos imo, Reuven's mother's sister. Reuven's mother's sister. Again, the father of Reuven and Shimon had 2 wives. So Reuven's mother's sister is prohibited to Reuven, but maybe not prohibited to Shimon. So Shimon married her, and then Shimon dies without children. Then you could have Achos Ishto, the woman who falls to Yibum to Reuven. Her sister's already married to Reuven. So she's the sister of his wife. So that exempts her from Yibum. Or Eishes Achiv Me'imo. It could be that Reuven and Shimon and Levi are all brothers from the same father. But in addition to being brothers from the same father, they have different mothers. And it could be that Reuven's mother, before she married the father of these 3, she was married to a different man. And with that other man, she had a brother. She had a son. So Reuven has a brother, but that brother is not a brother to Shimon, because Shimon, he comes from a father that's different from that brother and from a mother different from that brother. So let's say the brother who's a brother with Reuven from the same mother, he's married to a woman. And then whatever, he dies, divorces her. Now she goes and marries Shimon. And now Shimon dies without kids. So since she has the erev of being Eishes Achiv, she's the wife of his brother from the same mother, she's now exempt from Yibum. And she exempts the co-wife from Yibum. Now turning to Beis HaMikdash, the Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olama. That's what Jason mentioned. A woman who was married to his brother from the same father, but they didn't live in the world together. So let's say you have Reuven, and Reuven is married to a woman, and there is to 2 women, and then there is Shimon, and then Reuven dies without kids. So now his 2 wives fall to Yibum to Shimon. And 10 months later, the father gives birth to a new child, to Levi. So Levi now cannot marry the women who were married to his brother when he wasn't alive, because he didn't live with his brother. So if one of those women did Yibum with Shimon, and now Shimon dies without kids, they would exempt their co-wives from Yibum or Chalitza with Levi. And finally, Vikalaso, a person's daughter-in-law, a person's son married a woman, and then whatever, they got divorced, or the son died, and that woman then went and married her husband's uncle, and now the uncle dies without kids. Again, since she had once been a daughter-in-law to Reuven, she's prohibited to Reuven, and she exempts the co-wives from Yibum. Harei Elu, all of these women, Potros Sarosayim, they exempt their co-wives, Vitzaros Sarosayim, and then their co-wives exempt their co-wives, Mina Chalitza Mina Yibum, both from doing Chalitza or from doing Yibum, Atzof Olam, this can go on forever. The Kulan and all of these prohibited women, the 15 prohibited women, Imesu, if they died before the husband, Omianu, or if they were only married on a rabbinic level, because they had been married once, and then they had gotten widowed, so therefore they're no longer in the domain of their fathers, so they're only married rabbinically to the brother, so they can walk out of the marriage. So if they walked out of the marriage before the brother died, Onus Garshu, they were divorced before the brother died, Oshinimtsu Islandis, or if this woman, let's say the daughter of Reuven, married to Shimon, Shimon now discovers that Reuven's daughter was married to him, her body's not going to mature, she's an Islandis, she's not going to be able to have children. So therefore it's a retroactively no good marriage. It's a mekach tos. The marriage never happened retroactively. Then Sarasei Mutaris, then their co-wives are allowed to do the Yibum. Now you can't say about a mother-in-law, the mother of the mother-in-law, the mother of the father-in-law, Shinimtsu Islandis, that it turns out that they can't have kids, because obviously they're the mother-in-law that had kids. Oh, Shamianu, that they were children. When they were children, they walked out on a marriage, because obviously if they had kids, they were already adults, because that's what we'll learn in the Gemara. Banim Aram Kisimanim. Once you have kids, that shows that you are an adult. Now says the Mishnah what we've talked about. Ketzad Potros Tzorosein. How do they exempt a co-wife? Ha'isabito Achas Mikol Arayas Seilu Nesuos La'achit. Let's say Reuven's daughter, or any of these other 14 prohibited women, are married to his brother. Veloisha Acheres, and the brother has another wife too. Umeis, and the brother dies without kids. Kishem Shevito Ptura, the same way the daughter is exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, Kach Tzarasa Ptura. So too the co-wife is exempt from Yibum and Chalitza. Holcha Tzaras Bito, then the co-wife of his daughter went, Venisius Lachav Asheni, and married the other brother, Levi. Velo Isha Acheres, and Levi has another wife. Umeisa, now Levi also dies without kids. Kishem Shetzaras Bito Ptura, the same way the co-wife of the daughter was exempt. Kach tsaras tsaras aptura. So too, the co-wife of the co-wife is exempt. And if that co-wife marries a different brother and that brother dies, the same way this co-wife of the co-wife was exempt from Reuven, she now exempts her co-wives from Reuven. And if you don't mean male, even if you have 100 brothers. Kesad, what's the case of Imesu if they die? Tsarosei and Mutaros, then the co-wives are allowed. If his daughter or any of the other prohibited women are related to, are married to his brother, and the brother has another co-wife, and Meisabito, and his daughter dies before the brother dies, on his garsha, the daughter was divorced before the brother died, and then the brother dies, then the co-wife is allowed to marry. Let's say the erva was married with rabbinic marriage. She can walk out on it. She can do miyun, but she hasn't done it yet. So Tzarasa, the co-wife, choletzes v'lo mesyabemes. She does chalitza, she doesn't do yibum. She can't do yibum because it looks like Tzaras erva. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.